rein. Guten Abend, liebe Gäste, bei Enjoy Jazz 2015 im Kulturzentrum nach Hause Ludwigshafen. Herzlich willkommen. Ich mache es kurz, weil eigentlich alles klar. Wer 2015 eine Veröffentlichung macht im Bereich Jazz und das bei einem experimentellen Hip-Hop-Label, nämlich Brainfeeder, und dann eine Dreifach-CD auch noch, und dann das Ganze auch noch sinnvollerweise The Epic nennt, ist zu Recht der Mann der Stunde, und Sie sind zu Recht das Publikum der Stunde, insofern passt alles. Kamasi Washington Band!
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, brother number one. First, I want to bring up a very special guest who taught me everything I know and helped teach everyone on the stage. You might have met him if you went over to the merch booth and got a t-shirt or or a CD or maybe a vinyl. He's my dad, Ricky Washington. He's a great musician. Can you come play with me? Hey, you want to be around here? Secondly, on this tour, it's our first European tour. It's our second time in Germany now, but it's our first European tour.
Not the last time.
Not the last time. No. It's about 2 million, so we'll be back. Don't worry. We'll all get to know each other. I'll be at everyone's house at some point. On this tour, I wanted to go out and I wanted to play the music from my album. How many of you have the album? Nice. But I also, here we go, Ricky Washington. For a long time, my music, I wanted to let you guys hear some of the music of my friends. See, I grew up with all these guys. And I wouldn't be who I am without them. We've known each other since we were little kids. And when I was recording my album, they all recorded albums as well at the same time. So I wanted to play you guys some new music. Is that okay?
Yeah!
All right. So my friend to the back of me plays the upright bass in a way that I've never heard anyone else play it. His name is Miles Mosley. I'm going to show you how he plays the bass, and I'm going to let him tell you his real name. Thank you.
Take it, man! Boom! Well, I'm gonna stand up!
turning three. See, on my third birthday, I got a drum set. I was a pretty good drummer at 3 years old, too. In fact, I was real good. I was a star at a party. Until, see, when I was about a year and a half younger than me, his dad came and brought this baby that could play the drums. So it was cool seeing a little kid that could play drums, but it was a whole nother thing to be a baby in a diaper or a sippy cup and playing the drums. So they came to me at the party and said, "Hey, Kamasi, can the baby play your drums?" And I said, "No. Those are not baby drums. Those are little kid drums. He don't even know how to use the potty. He can't even play my drums." So, you know, they were like, I was like, "Okay, we can play, but we're going to have a battle." You know, I'm 3 years old. You know. And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh, he's a baby. There's no way he's going to beat me on the drum. There's no way. I'm 3 years old. Big. I'm bigger than he is." And round down the drums and basically sounded exactly the way he sounds right now. I then picked up the saxophone, and the rest is history. So we're gonna play a song called "The Message," and I'm gonna let Ronald and Tony start it out. Here we go. Thank you. to the amazing Mr. Chris Queen. Is that okay? Can she sing a song for you? We're going to do a song entitled The Rhythm Changers. Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.